From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our evening gospel program. Tonight we're going to be featuring a sermon that I preached a little time ago when we'll be playing extracts from that sermon. It's entitled, The Tragedy That Follows Failure to Stop at God's Red Light. The subject was suggested to me by the terrible rail accident at Paddington Station in London late last year. And the subject has once again been in the news of late with the sittings of the inquiry into the disaster. One feature of the accident that was highlighted by the news media just hours after the event was the fact that a red light had been showing and that the train should have stopped at that light. Had the light been obeyed, the accident would not have happened. The full tape of the sermon is, of course, free, and we're offering it to our listeners. Remember also our free magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly. It's still available if you would like to obtain it. I know you'll enjoy the many articles that are there. Then we'll be turning tonight to our study of the Saviour's sayings upon the cross. Last week we considered the Saviour's prayer, his prayer on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we saw that ignorance is no excuse for sin. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They still needed forgiveness, even though they didn't realize the significance of that which they were doing. Now tonight, we're going to look at the chief need of man, as suggested by our Savior's prayer. That study, of course, is in the verse, Luke chapter 23 and the verse 34. That'll give you a chance to look it up. But here's the first extract from that sermon, The Tragedy That Follows Failure to Stop at God's Red Light.
I do not have a text as such tonight, though I would ask you to turn with me to Proverbs, and the chapter 29 and the verse 1, where you will have one verse that most certainly sets forth at least the spirit of my message. I want to speak on the subject, the tragedy that follows failure to stop at God's red light. Proverbs chapter 29 and the verse 1 reads, He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I want to speak tonight on lessons that we can learn from that horrendous crash outside Paddington Railway Station in London. For once again, in the realm of natural events, we have an illustration brought home to us of a most important gospel truth. As I was thinking upon a subject for this evening, that scene came before me very vividly, and an incident at the very heart of the whole tragic affair laid hold upon my mind and provided me with the substance of what it is I have to say to you tonight. The Paddington Rail crash, with its numerous deaths, I think they still don't know exactly how many have died. They certainly know how many have been injured, and they are many indeed. But that tragic accident provides us with a solemn illustration of the risks that many run every day. I'll tell you this, it's a very poor illustration. Poor because the risks, and I'm speaking here of sinners, the risks that they run do not involve bodily injury or merely death, but the risk that they run is the damnation of their eternal soul. An interim report on this crash has already been published, and it is clear that it has already been established that one of the factors, perhaps, I don't know, a very important factor in the accident, is the fact that the train driver, for whatever reason, I don't know, ignored a red light signal that commanded him to stop his train. But he ignored that signal, continued on down the line he was on, and we know the tragic consequences that then took place. That red light there by the side of the track that the driver was on was a signal telling him there's danger ahead. Danger ahead on the track that you're following. His failure to stop, his decision, if decision he made, to run the risk of meeting another train on that track, reminds us powerfully of how some of you are living in defiance of the danger signals that God has set before you.
That was an extract from a sermon we preached on the tragedy that follows failure to stop at God's red light. We're offering the full sermon free to anyone who contacts us. Listen to the announcement at the end of the program for details how you can do that. Returning now to Luke chapter 23, remember our study at this time in our evening gospel programs is the seven sayings of Christ upon the cross. The Lord Jesus, in those hours of agony upon the cross, spoke seven times. And we're looking at his sayings. We're only at the first saying, Luke chapter 23. Let's read from verse 32 just to remind ourselves of the scene there at Calvary. And there were also two others, malefactors, led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. We come tonight to consider the fact that in these words of the Lord Jesus there is highlighted for us the chief need of men. The Savior is dying because he loved sinners. And what is the chief burden of his heart for them? Father, forgive them. Here is the chief need of men. The Lord Jesus doesn't pray for social reforms. Men are so anxious regarding their relationships one with another, and almost entirely man's relationship with God is forgotten. Yet that is the chief need of man. Oh, that Ireland would learn this truth. There can never be peace between men until man finds peace with God. I cannot live with my neighbor in a right relationship if I have not learned to live with God. I can never be friends with those around me in the true sense of that word if I have not become reconciled to God. Could we learn tonight that forgiveness of sins comes through the crucified Christ? He it is who is here pleading for sinners. In all the wide expanse of God's creation, there is only one who is truly concerned about the needs of man, and that one is God. If there is amongst the inhabitants of the earth a burdened heart for the souls of men and women, a concern for their forgiveness, then that concern has been planted in their hearts by the grace of God. Forgiveness comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, through his sufferings, through his death, and through his intercession. That's how men are saved. I am going to be saved. It will have to be on the basis of Christ's shedding of his blood. It will have to be as a result of that purchase which he made by his death upon the cross. You will notice that forgiveness is granted by the Father for Christ's sake. Father, forgive them. Christ is asking, if we are to get forgiveness of sins, it will be because of Christ. I am reconciled to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. God will pardon me for the sake of Jesus Christ. You will notice also, those forgiven do not deserve it. Who is the Savior praying for here? He's praying for those who crucified him. He's praying for the Roman soldiers. Far more importantly, he's praying for the priests who organized his crucifixion. Those who stirred up the people against him. He's praying for them. Oh, how great is the grace and love of God. Was Christ's prayer answered? Oh, yes, it was. Praise God, it was. In Acts chapter 6 and the verse 7, listen to what we read. Let me read it to you. Acts chapter 6, verse 7, I'm giving you the references so that you can look them up for yourself. Listen to what we read. It's some time now after the crucifixion. After the day of Pentecost, the work of preaching the gospel has been going forward with great success. And we read, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. The very men who were guilty above all others of the crucifying of the Lord Jesus were converted under the gospel. The prayer of Jesus was answered. Dear friend, there's room at the cross for you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come to Christ right now, wherever you are. Call upon the name of the Lord. Remember the sermon. Listen to the address, the telephone number, by which you can reach us and ask for the sermon. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.